This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of the great radio stations across the United States of America. And special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people who are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, plus construction workers, too, thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, it's Monday morning. It's hour number four, and that means it's Frank Salvato time. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Let's start with the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to
the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's a lot of important news out there today, but the story that just jumps out and grabs at me is Congressman Devin Nunes, who says that he's sending eight criminal referrals to the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, and we understand that those eight criminal referrals have about 25 names associated with them.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a very good thing. Let's hope that Attorney General Barr acts on them, starts active investigations that are honest and compelling and deep. You know, so that we can get to the bottom of this stuff. You know, when you talk about national security, it's a big issue. But like you and I were talking about before we went on the air, I would like to see Mr. Nunes say, okay, let's go back and start cleaning up some of the stuff that's been happening 4 years before. Why isn't Hillary Clinton being investigated for what she did with her emails? Why isn't she being investigated for doing what she did with Russia? Why isn't she being investigated for all of the things that she did while she was Secretary of State? Why isn't Barack Obama being investigated? Why isn't Eric Holder being investigated? Or John Brennan? Or any of these guys? It's time to refer these criminal acts and say, you know what? These are outstanding criminal acts.
Well, you
let's not let them get away with it.
You know, who agrees with you are the American people, because I have in my hand a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey that finds that 40% of likely U.S. voters believe that Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign is more likely than President Trump's to have illegally colluded with foreign operatives, which includes Russia.
Progressives always do this, and you can go back in history all the way to the beginning of the 20th century to find it out. When they accuse you of doing something illegal, it's because they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They inoculate the situation 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So while this may sound like Hillary bashing, it's not. When someone at that level breaks the law repeatedly and ad nauseum, maybe she needs to be called on the carpet for it. So we heard this mantra the entire time we were listening to the campaign in 2016.
And see, I'm prepared.
Lock her up, right?
Yeah.
Is that the chant? Lock her up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How come we haven't?
Well, because I believe somebody is asking the FBI whether or not that's something that they can shout at these rallies or be held criminally liable for saying something. Did you see that nonsense that was reported by one of the newspapers?
Bring it. That's a lawsuit of epic proportions for a violation of free speech, the free redress of the federal government, First Amendment, United States.
I've got one for you. I got one for you here because Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, John Podesta, played a central role in another potential Russian collusion scandal that has not yet been investigated. It involved Yul Unlimited, a significant investment in the company by a firm owned by the Russian government that escaped review and scrutiny by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Breitbart's reporting that the Russians gave $35 million to a company with John Podesta on board.
Why aren't we investigating the Podesta group? Because these little weasels are so ingrained in the Washington culture that no one dares, they don't want to dare cross these people. Well, you know what? Grow a set.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go after him. Let's go after the Clinton Foundation. Let's go after all the people. We know they have done things that are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we going after them?
Because we don't have anyone that's got to.
This is the point. Mm-hmm. We're going to throw middle to lower upper level people into investigations to look and see what they've done illegally. But Hillary Clinton can just destroy the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The Podestas and the holders could destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and we don't do anything about it.
And the Russian collusion story has always been inside the Democratic camp. It's always been there. They hid it inside their illegal dealings by accusing Republicans of doing the same thing, just as you said. And this story will become the biggest scandal in American political history once somebody does something about it.
That's right. Start the ball rolling. Once you start the ball rolling and you actually expose this stuff, you see where the roaches run. Here, I'll start one with you. Uranium One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about if we investigate that little deal that was right there?
Yep. Right in
or how about Barack Obama taking campaign contributions from overseas?
Yep. Right in plain sight. Yep. All right. Hold that thought because I'll let you get your blood pressure back down again while we take our break. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, the Underground Underground USA podcast as well. When I come back, hey, does it get any better than that? Oh, yeah. Wait till you see where I'm going next.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. By the way, tomorrow night, I will be at the 10th anniversary birthday party of the Tea Party Manatee at Mixon's Fruit Farms, right there, the home of the Groveside Cafe. You know, that's the hidden gem of Bradenton. I'll be there tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. We'll be there from about 6 till roughly 8:30. A nice little family event. I'll bring the kids along. There'll be a lot of patriotic speakers there and a celebration. They're going to have a potluck supper. It's always pretty good because the food there is outstanding. And don't forget, the Mixon Groveside Cafe, open Monday through Saturday, where you can get your lunch by calling up and ordering or just showing up and getting it. So if you want to skip the line and call ahead, the number is 941-748-5829, and always make sure you tell them the captain sent you. The food there is excellent, and I've had everything on the menu. How about that, Frank?
Hey, you know, that's when I get down to Tampa, there's a bunch of places that you're going to take me.
I know that, and we'll start with that one because that's over the bridge. then we can make a day of it. They come back up over the bridge and head north and go up to Mission Barbecue. I mean, we can have a good time. Good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but anyway, now that you've got your blood pressure simmered down, I'm going to raise it up again.
I know. You're good for my – but you're good for – you're an aerobic thing for me.
Yeah. AOC and her compadres have been accused of operating a subsidy scheme in a brand new FEC complaint. Now, there was already one complaint against her alleging that she spent money improperly from campaign funds that were commingled, and you're not supposed to be able to do that. That's my understanding. And then the second complaint alleges that Ocasio-Cortez and her then campaign manager, who's now her chief of staff, evaded the rules to raise more money than otherwise allowed by taking donations higher than what they were supposed to take. So I'm shocked.
Amazing how Democrats could just violate campaign finance law whenever they feel like it. And
Yeah, they'll start an investigation. The FEC will say, oh, you did bad stuff. They'll fine them a little bit of money and it goes away. These are criminal acts. They're breaking the law in an effort to affect election results. Why aren't we leveling criminal charges against these people? You know, you look at a big chunk of money that went from AOC's their campaign was diverted to a private entity that was owned by Chewbacca, her campaign manager, and now chief staff, who wears the T-shirts of somebody who makes Che Guevara look like a choir boy.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Psycott because I can't pronounce the second name, and I'm not going to do it. So Psycott's the guy's first name. And by the way, these are the same people that are screaming at the top of their lungs for campaign finance reform.
Absolutely, because they know it's a buzzword, and everybody's going to glom around it, but nothing ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens. You know, the other thing they should be looking at is the fact that you've got these Justice Democrats, they're calling them. That's the group that her former campaign manager and now chief of staff put together with another progressive operative who is a Lewinsky-ite. Mm-hmm. You know, they did a cattle call for people to run for the role of congressperson.
They did.
This seat is being run by committee. Mm-hmm. It's not being run by a representative. It's being run by a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself should just shock everybody in Congress. But nobody seems to care.
Yeah, and it was funded by George Soros money.
Yes.
And nobody seems to care about that either. But yet we talked about this. You and I have talked about this at length.
Yeah. So when you've got a committee of people running a representative seat and they own the vote, what's to keep them from amassing more seats so they can control more votes? Mm-hmm. And now you got a shadow government happening here.
Mm-hmm. You do. Now, let's talk about Kirstjen Nielsen, because she's resigning as DHS secretary. We knew that was coming, but it's finally taking effect. And named to replace her in an acting capacity is Kevin McAlden, who is the current U.S. Customs and Border Protections Commissioner. We've seen him a lot on television lately and a lot of these different roundtables and whatnot. He's a pretty sharp individual. He gets it. He understands because he's in charge of the group of people that run the ports of entry and do all the inspections.
Right. He's a little pit bull. And at this point, you know, now you've got this incredible pushback from the left about anything that has to do with border security. I mean, they feign that they want to go through something, but it's always with a very high price tag when it comes to amnesty and immigration and open borders. You got a pit bull who's willing to say, okay, let's go to the mats then. You know, if you're going to play this way, then we're going to do it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kirstjen Nielsen, thank you for your service. She did all that she could with what she was allowed to do with what Congress gave her. And she advanced it as far as she could. She's unique, and the reason I tip my hat to her is that she understood when her potency ended in her office, so she resigned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She said, Mr. President, I've done all that I can. Thank you for the opportunity. She thanked the people she worked with, and she went home. Mm-hmm. Unlike all of the Congress creatures who have to constantly make sure you get reelected for the 35th term,
yeah.
You know, go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that you've got people that basically are constantly running for re-election, running for re-election, telling you they're going to do this, telling you they're going to do that. They don't do anything they tell you to do. Go ahead.
Nancy Pelosi, 32. Yeah. 32 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way,
take the gold watch and go home.
And by the way, she'll show you her tax returns when she runs for president.
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
Let's talk about Bibi Netanyahu, because tomorrow the Israelis head to the polls, and this election is going to be a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
You bet it is. And that's we saw the politics that's being played over there by his foes in their version of the attorney general coming up with an indictment of him. On just trumped up minute charges about 3 months before the election?
And his wife.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, they go after him. They're playing the game over there, but Netanyahu's got a record of keeping Israel safe. having tight alliances with good allies overseas, and now he's got an ally in the White House that lets him cut loose when Hamas does stupid things over the border.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you are in doubt, Benjamin Netanyahu, and you attack Israel for whatever reason, Benjamin Netanyahu isolates the target, finds out where they are, and then he takes it out.
And he has, again mm-hmm. and again and again and again. So he is a true champion of the Israeli people in the face of neighbors who want to see it obliterated off the map.
They do.
You'll notice you haven't seen a bunch of Arab countries come together to try to invade Israel since Netanyahu's been prime minister.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so let's see how this happens. I believe the people of Israel are bright enough to see through the politics, and I hope they are, because he's a good friend of the people of Israel and an excellent friend of the United States of America.
Well, absolutely, positively, and we'll only have to sit back here and wait and see what happens, because I guess we'll know about it, the results, we'll know about it in the middle of the night, tomorrow night, and that's when I'm on the air now, isn't it?
Well, and the one thing that's nice about this is you don't have Barack Obama in office trying to make sure that he loses an election.
So, Frank, Chicago, once again, a horrible story coming out of Chicago. Four adults, two kids shot and wounded at a Chicago baby shower. Got a brand new mayor there, and the mayor really hasn't said much of anything about this incident yet.
Yeah, she's got to get out in front of this. It's nice to sit there and take laps when you're the first black female gay mayor in Chicago, but when you got to come out and say something about this, because the reformation of violence in Chicago has to end. It can't just be about ideological milestones. It's got to be about the hard work of making it a good, safe city again.
Mm-hmm.
So, why her silence is deafening.
So Nancy Pelosi boldly over the weekend proclaimed that she aims to win the 2020 races by Thanksgiving of this year. She will have the election in the bag for the Democrats by Thanksgiving of this year.
Oh, they must have registered a bunch more voters in the Chicago cemeteries then.
Or the illegals that have come into this country.
Or the illegals are coming over. It's the only way she could do it.
Yeah, they estimate. Go ahead.
They haven't won a special election unless they've used most of their national war chest to do it. So I don't know where she's coming from this one.
No, and they estimate right now with what's going on with no place to put anybody, they may have as many as 625,000 wandering around the streets of America.
Oh, this is what Nielsen was saying. Just weeks before she resigned, there is a crisis at the border that makes Hurricane Katrina look like a Girl Scout cookie festival.
All righty, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Sounds good, my friend. Stay low.
Thank you, Frank Silvato, my good friend from the New Media Journal, as well as the Underground USA podcast. Go over there, check it all out. It's at Facebook, so you can find them over there. And I'll be right back with the insurance quarterback on sports, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Christian Nielsen has been battered by Democrats for separating families and criticized by President Trump for not being tough enough. She is now resigned. The president visited the border in Calexico, California on Friday, along with Nielsen. In a roundtable discussion, Nielsen tried to soften the image of border agents facing a steady flow of asylum seekers trying to get from Mexico into the United States.
We've already seen over 100 groups of over 100 people, which is 100 people reaching our border at one time that the Border Patrol goes and picks up, and they're being very, as usual, humble. They also save thousands of people.
But a softer image is not what President Trump wants now. Last week, he withdrew a nominee for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Administrator, saying he would prefer someone tougher. Kevin McAleenan, Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will become the acting secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive, where I took a little drive on Saturday, went on up the highway, was just going up there to see the folks at Boss Nissan in Newport Richey, and I knew I had to go up there, and I knew I was going to be meeting somebody, and all of a sudden, they said, we got a new truck for you. And I said, why is that? They said, because we sold the one you got. I said, oh, geez, here we go again. And that's the whole idea, I guess. That's the fourth one in 5 months. Or fourth one in 6 months. There we go, fourth one in 6 months. But check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Four dealerships to serve you. And remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and 911 operators, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle at Moss Family Automotive. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback on sports. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. How are you this fine morning?
There were no sports over the weekend. There was nothing to be done, so we don't have any sports to talk about.
Well, you know, it sometimes happens that way.
except that I walked out back shortly after the Baylor victory.
What a game.
And they must have been having some sort of barbecue, because I could smell the barbecue, but some sort of outdoor party over there in the big hotel behind us. And, boy, was there a bunch of roaring and carrying on going on. Unless it was that little beer place up on the corner that makes their own beer.
You're funny, Captain.
You could hear them yelling, hoping, having a great time.
Nah, the Baylor Lady Bears put it on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. What a game. 82-81. It was a tight game. Came down to free throws that people don't realize. Basketball normally does come down to that. And it's such an important skill set to be an over 85% shooter. Just, over the weekend, that's why we're going to see Virginia playing Texas Tech. The Virginia kid made three free throws in a row to win the game to beat Auburn. It's because of he shot a three-pointer, was fouled, and he made all three to win the game. So pretty impressive. College basketball this week, those kids are doing a nice job, and it's good to see how that's happening. A good race up in Bristol, Connecticut. I didn't know it was going to be such a good race.
No. Bristol, Tennessee.
I mean, Bristol, Tennessee. My bad, Captain. I'm thinking ESPN.
Thunder Valley. It's called Thunder Valley.
Yeah, and it was a better race than I thought, Captain. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was decent. I mean, the Bush brothers ran a nice race, had some wrecks that came back from to win it. That's impressive to me.
Kurt Busch has always done well there, and Kyle has always done well there, but Kurt won the when he won the championship that year, he won it because of Bristol, his two wins there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, that's it was cool to see and be an exciting week coming up in racing, too. I mean, seems like every week there's some good racing going on, which is nice to see out there. And the playoff picture's pretty well set. The Orlando Magic have made the playoffs, Matt, for the first time in a lot of years. Their first-round opponent to be determined, but it's going to be tough. But,
you know, the last time they made the playoffs, who was the guy they had that was the perennial all-star that was with them? The one they traded, I think, to Houston or something?
Yeah, Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. Yeah. That's the last time I remember them in the playoffs when they had him.
Yeah, he was a mini Shaq, to say the least. It'd sure be nice if we could get a Shaq and Hardaway in the state of Florida to rock and roll again. That was exciting times. But it should be exciting hockey, too. Lightning are going to, you know, drop the puck here.
Now, who is going to be playing against the Lightning?
Columbus Blue Jackets.
They're the first ones up?
Yep. Up in good old Ohio. They should win it with no problem, Captain, the Lightning. But after that, it's going to be tough. It's a whole new season. You know, we spoke about peaking and things of this nature. Well, these guys, it's a whole new season. So I don't think there'll be any worry about that after further review. And I sure hope not, because I want to see them do well. And I'm looking for some exciting playoff hockey and basketball.
But each time they move up the ladder, it's going to get just that much tougher.
You're not kidding. It really is. It really is, unless there's some upsets that I don't foresee happening in hockey this year. But you never know. I mean, a goalie gets hot, a team gets hot wrapped around them.
Speaking of hot, how about baseball?
Absolutely.
Tampa Bay won again yesterday in San Francisco. I was watching, they had Rocco Baldelli, listen to me, Evan Longoria on television, interviewed him in the pregame. I was listening to what he had to say. And they had his number yesterday. They really did. And 3-0. And it was a great game. They're now 7-3 in the season, I believe.
Correct. No, it's early. I still look at it. You know,
are there any other surprises, by the way, in the league?
Not really. Everybody's kind of right there. I mean, if you want to say surprise, the Yankees and Red Sox didn't jump out like people thought they would, Captain, but it doesn't mean anything. To me, we're 10 games in, most teams, depending on, you know, weather conditions. And in football, you have 16 games. In baseball, you have 162, so we'll say 160 just to simplify the point. So, mm-hmm. Realistically, the Rays right now are 1-0. Okay, so that's great. We won our first game, in essence.
Well, they're headed to Chicago, and there is a weather system coming their direction. I'm not sure that it'll affect them the first game, but the second or the third game, they could be playing in some really freezing temperatures again, because there is some weather headed their way. And then, of course, they go up to Toronto, but Toronto is a dome stadium, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, there won't be any problems there. The good news is Major League Baseball did a little bit better job this year, Captain, as far as scheduling games in the South and in the West, so we wouldn't have these climate issues like you normally do. So they did a little bit better job of that. They should consider doing that exclusively, but you know, we'll see what happens there.
So what's going out West with the Giants and the Dodgers and the the Padres. What's going on out there?
Not much. You know, the Dodgers are going to be L.A. They score some runs, that's for sure, and their pitching looks like it's going to be okay. San Diego, it's a tough ballpark to hit in, so that they're going to do okay with it. They can get their pitching going and keep the games low. And got a couple hitters now that are putting some runs on the board, which is important. And San Francisco, I think this is more of a rebuilding time for them than not. So we'll see what happens out there. The Rockies just don't seem to be putting the runs on the board like they normally do. So I'm sure they'll come out of it soon, though. They got some great hitters on that team, Captain.
And coming in June to the Tampa Bay area, we are going to be the hosts for the National SOCOM Warrior Games, which is a tremendous event, Wounded Warrior Games, which is a tremendous event. Get a chance to meet a lot of our heroes out there. I'm looking forward to being very much involved in that. I am definitely supporting everything that's going on, and I am involved in some announcing that will be taking place there at the Warrior Games, so you'll be able to see me out there. And I look forward to meeting a lot of these guys and these gals because, to me, they're what America's all about, to me.
They really are, Captain. These people have laid down their lives to protect this great country of ours, and we need to support them. It's going to be a great event. I can't wait to see it also and come out there and witness it with you. Just great guys and gals, Wounded Warriors. The games are fantastic. And,
yep.
You know, speaking of that, Captain, you know, I help out the veterans every day in my line of work with insurance and financial products as well as veterans benefits. I'm meeting a veteran today to see what we have to do to get him his veteran aid and attendance benefit. He was in the Vietnam War, and he's having some issues taking care of himself, and that's what it's there for. You can't do 2 out of 6 of your everyday activities. You need to give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland. I'm your insurance quarterback. Mondays and Fridays, Captain I talk sports on what's going on over the weekend, and have a great time doing that. But during the week, I do help out people with those issues. And, I believe I can be of help to the audience out there. Captain will tell you I've helped him and many other of our friends and associates.
And once in a while, you actually show up over there at Mission Barbecue on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I sure do. As long as I don't have another appointment, I try to get over there and have barbecue with you. Great place. They support first responders and the military also, another great organization. And we need to keep doing more of that in this great country of ours, Captain, to say the least.
Absolutely. So I'll let you go. And again, Patrick Hyland's his name. And don't forget, you can go over on Facebook and find his Facebook page over there.
Fantastic, Captain. Thank you. You take care and have a wonderful day. And it should be a good basketball game tonight in closing, Captain. I think Texas Tech and Virginia, if you're a true basketball fan, true college fan, and true team sport fan, you'll enjoy it because it's going to be low scoring, but that's okay. Take care, brother.
Got to run. Patrick Hyland, everybody, and go over to Facebook and look him up. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Okay, we're coming back. Final segment on top here on tap. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, all of Tampa Bay. And yeah, the spring breakers are starting to leave and go home now because all the high school kids that were out for spring break are now back in school. So that means everybody else will be headed back to where they gotta go. So here we go. Today, Monday, it'll be partly Sunday throughout most of the morning. And then in the afternoon, we'll have some chance of storms, about a 30% chance. The winds this morning start out of the southeast at about 7 to 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, they'll turn to the southwest with a gust up to about 20 miles per hour. There will be some evening storms to the western part of the area, possibly the front that's coming across right now, the big front. That's coming across with the tornadoes and the severe storms in it, which is over by the Texas-Louisiana line right now. And there is some activity out there in Alabama coming across the Gulf, so you got to pay attention to what's going on. But anyway, seas will be 2 to 4 feet through most of the day, a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is 75 degrees. The bay water temperature, 76 degrees. Our high tide came at 5:07 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 9:54 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, which is the largest franchise of the 168 franchises across America. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has got three different plans which you can join by. Number one is their seasonal plan, which is where you go to an area and you're only there for a month or two or three, and you join. You get on a seasonal plan. You get all the benefits locally that you would get anywhere else, but it's not it does not have reciprocal usage because when you leave the area, you're no longer a member under the seasonal plan. So you would want to join and become either an economy plan member, which is Monday through Friday, where you get to go out on a boat. You get your first month of membership dues free, or the standard plan, which is a 7-day a week plan, where you also get the first month of membership dues free. Both plans have unlimited usage for the whether or not it's a weekday, Monday through Friday, or the 7-day, which is Monday through Sunday. Both of them have rolling reservations. You can have as many as four at a time. Both of them have reciprocity everywhere in the Freedom Boat Club system. And if you join down here in Tampa Bay right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time entry fee right now. Now, if you happen to be active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, you've served in the military as a veteran, or you're active duty military, or as a first responder, you're an EMT, a firefighter, police officer, currently on the job, or retired, or a 911 dispatcher, or if you work in the medical profession, whether you're a doctor, current or retired, or a nurse, current or retired, or you work in a hospital, you work in a nursing home, you work in a convalescent facility, doesn't matter if you do the books, if you're a telephone operator, whatever, as long as you work in a medical profession, guess what? You get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time entry fee right here at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. So, membership has its advantages. Join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. Give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM for more information. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will save you some more money and get you a wide open door ticket too. Watch and see what I mean. All righty. Now it's time for a little Edward's Notebook Truth here. So let's bring that up.
Okay, it's time to seriously address the root causes of the massive illegal border crossing crisis in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It's nice to hear President Trump bellow loudly to his popular rally crowds that he's going to shut down the U.S. southern border or take other measures to combat the problem. But every time he proclaims to the planet how he's going to somehow deal with the border debacle, the number of illegals defiantly crashing our border dramatically increases. So what is a nation that is so lacking in common sense concerning our border security to do? Well, how about we the people in mass demanding that our government officials put our national interests, including sovereignty, above the undeserving wants of the slithering hordes coming into our republic illegally? They can start by getting rid of the law requiring anyone who reaches our border to be allowed in. Then proclaim to the world that if you don't enter legally, we may offer you a paid for one-way trip back to your country of origin, or you can scavenge about in Mexico. And that's just for starters. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Let you and I meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and that's his Edwards Notebook. Now, today at 2:30 Eastern Time, I'll be on America Matters with host Eddie Floyd on our affiliate in Reno, Nevada, AM 1180, KCKQ. Now, you'll be able to listen to us in the interview I'll be doing with them, all about America, all about some different things you may or may not know about me and about the show and whatnot. That's the direction they're going to want to go. by going to americamatters.us. That'll be from 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Locally, it's 11:30 to 12. And we look forward to talking to Eddie and conversing about some different things out there. By the way, Wayne Allyn Root, of course, lives in Nevada, so don't forget that. We've got a lot of friends out there in Nevada, so we appreciate that. We've got a very rock-solid audience there, too. So we thank him very much for that privilege, and we're just letting you know that we'll be there. Now, the Senate voted 51-48 to use the nuclear option to limit the post-cloture debate on most of the presidential nominees and the judicial nominees, as well as the non-cabinet government positions, too. This limits the discussion to 2 hours from 30. The Democrats were taking full advantage of the 30 hours and just stretching it on and on and on and on and on. And as a result, we have the backlog right now of, you ready for this? 153 federal judicial vacancies, of which 67 are pending nominations. They've already been nominated, and they're trying to get them through the committees. Well, now they'll be able to get them through. And 14 future judicial vacancies have just popped up, too, from judges that are saying that they're going to retire. This is important. This is very important. And, of course, Chuckie Schumer has chimed in, Chuckie Boy Schumer, and he said that 2 hours for a lifetime appointment is unacceptable. 2 hours for a lifetime appointment with huge influence on people's lives is totally unacceptable. It's ridiculous. Well, you know what I say to that, Chuckie? You shouldn't have let Harry Reid change the laws to be change the rules to begin with in the Senate, or you wouldn't be talking about this. And you did. Harry Reid, changed the rules, came up with a nuclear option, and now it's being used against the very people who came up with the idea to begin with. To that, I say, stick it to them. And I do mean it. Stick it to them. Don't stop. Just go after it, get it done, and do whatever it takes to get it done. So there you go. Now, before we have to go, I want to remind everybody about my buddies down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. In Sarasota, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That might get you into that private stock of donuts in the back room that Dominic likes to hide back there. And he knows I tell everybody about that, too. All righty. We'll be back tomorrow with more. I hope everybody has a great day, and I hope all your basketball dreams come true tonight, those of you in those brackets. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.